Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, January 26. First, the weather. Look for warmer and rainier weather this week, and a new cold front over the weekend. Let's get things started with COVID. Are you looking for a free N95 mask? The federal government is planning to send the masks across the country soon to community health centers and pharmacies. 100 community health centers are set to receive free N95 masks this week. The Federal Health Resources and Services Administration expects this initial group will include 7 centers in Florida, with more than 100 sites. Specific sites have not been released. The agency expects that by mid-February, N95 masks will be available at all health centers and health center program lookalikes that opt to enroll in the federal mask distribution program. Lookalike centers are health centers that don't receive federal award funding and rely on other funds to operate, such as Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, and patient fees. In entertainment news, can you imagine being tasked with playing the part of Gloria Estefan in a musical? And then, during rehearsals for what will be the hometown show, the real-life pop music superstar pops into the room to check you out? That was the scenario a few days ago backstage at the Miracle Theater in Coral Gables, as the cast and crew worked through some of the musical's numbers. After the singer-songwriter strolled into the music-filled room, the cast members each introduced themselves to Estefan and told her which roles they were playing. Actors Playhouse at the Miracle is staging On Your Feet as its big musical offering of its 32nd season. The show opens February 9th and runs through March 6th. In real estate news, Miami-Dade County home prices peaked in December, again setting an all-time record. It's largely due to the steady stream of out-of-state buyers. In Miami-Dade, the median sales price for houses jumped by 15% to $525,000 in December. Broward County's house prices rose just over 16% annually to $500,000. The median sales price last month is the highest ever recorded in Miami-Dade since the Miami Association of Realtors started tracking the housing market in 1993. It exceeded the previous high marks in April and July, when median prices reached $515,000. In sports, did you see those great NFL playoff games over the weekend? They top the discussion on a new Greg Cody Show podcast. The host somehow managed to go 0-4 on his picks. But the show goes on. It's available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, in cryptocurrency news, by now we know that many local elected officials are all in on cryptocurrency. But what do county workers really think about crypto? We now have one answer. Miami-Dade County's Cryptocurrency Task Force just unveiled the results of a survey of 343 county employees about their views toward Bitcoin, blockchain, and other digital currency subjects. Crypto is already under study by local legal experts. But a push in the county has been underway to get laypeople's views where possible. 2 out of 5 county employees, or 40% of the respondents, already have invested in or otherwise used crypto. And 88% would be open to learning more about cryptocurrencies. The 40% figure is much larger than the 16% of Americans who have invested in, traded, or used digital currency. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.